Today I want to talk about amazing faith. What is it that amazes you? I'm amazed at many things. I wonder about things. Computers, how do they do what they do? Smartphones, how is it that we can have a question while driving along and we don't need to go to a library? My wife just asked Siri and she has an answer for it somewhere. How is it that an airplane can be up in the sky with 400 people and all their luggage and baggage, and they're sitting there in air-conditioned comfort, visiting one another, reading a book, waiting until they land, going through the sky at a tremendous speed? How does that happen? I'm amazed at teenagers' hair. I don't need to comment on that one. I'm amazed at the Holocaust. How can people be so inhumane to other people? I'm amazed at America's financial debt. How in the world can a country be that far, that many trillion dollars in debt? I'm amazed by a V8 engine when it's going 2,000 revolutions per minute and every piston is firing so many times per second. I'm amazed at these things. Can God be amazed? You see, I looked up amaze, and it means to be bewildered, perplexed, to be filled with wonder, to be astounded. Can't understand something. So can God be amazed? Well, the Bible says he can be. Let's look at some snapshots. The first one is found in Mark, the 6th chapter, starting with verse 2. When the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man learn these things? Why, we know who he is. We know his family is," so on. Verse 4 says, "And Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his own relatives in his own household.' And he could do no miracle there except that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief," meaning he was amazed at their unbelief. So can God be amazed? Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Let's go to snapshot number 2. Matthew, the 8th chapter, starting with verse 5, "When he had come to Capernaum, a centurion came to him, saying, 'Sir, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering great pain.' Said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I'm not qualified for you to come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed.' And Jesus, when he heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following, 'Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel.'" Notice when Jesus heard this, he marveled. So Jesus marveled at the Jews' lack of faith, and he marveled at a Gentile's great faith. Yes, God can marvel. What about your faith? Is your faith that God marvels at because it's great or because of unbelief? Jesus' question in Luke 18, verse 8 was, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Implying that faith will be a rare commodity on planet earth. This world is doomed. It's going downhill fast. God is looking for people of faith to pour his grace through. God will work where he finds faith. What is amazing? Philippians 2. 4 through 8 tells us something very amazing. It says, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus." And then it lists what Jesus did, how he stooped all the way to a servant, not only humanity, but to a servant, and was lifted up on the cross, and therefore God will highly exalt him. That is what amazes me. The love that Jesus showed for us, the sacrifice that he made for us. What kind of faith do you have? Do you have faith that amazes God because of unbelief? Or do you have faith that amazes God because it's such great faith? PastorDennisRealityCheckSeminars.com